The Mishnah Megillah and the Gemara Megillah talk about the laws of Kriyas HaTorah. So it's what we all know on Sheni, Chamishi, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and we read the Kriyas HaTorah. So, and generally speaking, we do Maftir on Shabbos and Yom Tov morning as well. The Shaila is, at Mincha time, we have a difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. At Shabbos, we read Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha, and Yom Tov, we generally don't. So every Shabbos, we read at Mincha, and Yom Tov, we only read in the morning. However, there's another day of the year, other days of the year, that we take out the Torah in the afternoon, and that's on a Tainus. And at night, it's not only we read Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, we read it at Mincha as well. So, so when we read Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha, it's either Midin Shabbos, so to speak, or Midin Tainus. So there's a famous question of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He wants to know, someone who has to eat on Yom Kippur, let's assume it's a Chowash, a Yesh Posakana, whatever the case may be, so he's eating on Yom Kippur. So he wants to know, can one get an aliyah? So Yom Kippur morning seems to be clearly Atz Kedushas Hayom. So you can get an aliyah still. But the Shaila is at Mincha. Mincha, why are we reading at Mincha Yom Kippur? The two possibilities, because Yom Kippur is like Shabbat Shabbaton. Yom Kippur is a din like Shabbos, and just like Shabbos, we take out the Torah at Mincha, so we do it on Yom Kippur. Or on the other hand, Yom Kippur is also a Tainus, so we read Mincha to Tainus. So what's the difference? Either way, I'm going to be reading, but one naftamina could be whether you could give someone an aliyah. If you're reading Midin Shabbos, Midin Yom Kippur, out the Kedushas Hayom, so I'm mechayev in the Kedushas Hayom also. So even one who's fasting, if you say it's Midin Tainus, then you could argue more that a person should not get an aliyah. Not even that itself, the Chasim Sofer, I think, was sick on Tisha B'Av and he was eating and he still took an aliyah. So, you know, we generally don't give aliyahs to people who are eating, but we'll see you later at din. You know, it's a discussion how we paskin. So one difference is, can someone who's fasting, so if you're someone who's eating on a fast day, so by Bahab, that's where the halacha is. Bahab is the Monday, Thursday, and Monday after like Pesach Sukkot, not right after, but is that we do slichas, people fast, not anymore, but they used to, some do, in order to, in case we did anything wrong over Yom Tov. So that's all. So everyone agrees that if you're not fasting, then you don't read from Bahav, because that's all you have. But on Yom Kippur, tissue, you have the Inuyim, or in Yom Kippur, you have Yom Kippur, you have the Inuyim as well. So that would be one Shaila. Also, the other Achronim discuss, also, what's the Nisach of the Baal Kore? Because on one hand, we know that we have a special reading on the Yomim Naram. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMivorach, with a different nusach. So the question is, Mincha Yom Kippur, do you read, if it's Midin Yom Kippur, so you read the Yom Naram Nigin. If it's Midin Tainus, you should read the regular. So in fact, I remember many years ago, when I was in Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan for Yom Kippur, Yeshiva University, so I'm a Levi, so that makes it easy. I could decide, I don't have to make the decision because I see what the Kohen did and I could hear the Baal Kore. So they called up the Baal Kore and he read, and the Baal, he, I don't know if he asked the Baal Kore, they called up the Kohen and he did the regular bracha, which I prefer, it's easier to do. So I got Levi, I did the regular bracha. And then Rav David Lipschitz, the Suvak Arav, one of the Rosh Yeshiva YU, he got up and got Shlishi. And he started doing it, and then he did it in the Nusach of the Yom and the Ram. So either he was cholek, or he doesn't go for the Shtickle Torah, maybe, that he doesn't think they're connected. So either way, so The question is what nusach you would have. The Machreshes discuss it as well as like how many brachas do you make. It's a machokas mechaber ramah. If it's midin Shabbos, then you do all the brachas in the Haftorah. If it's midin tainish, you only read it up to Magen David. And they discuss the issue, even on Shabbos there's no Haftorah, perhaps at one point there was. And Mincha maybe the read from Tzuvim, Tosus and Shabbos discusses it. So either way, so that's the discussion, whether if you say the Mincha Yom Kippur, if it's a Midin Tainas or Midin Kedushas Hayom, so perhaps the one Nafkimin would be someone who's eating, could they get a bracha? Could they get an Aliyah? What Nusach do you lane from Kriyas HaTorah? And how many brachas do you make? You go to the Magen David, and this is, well, the Machreshes points out, even Rabbi Akiva, even if you assume that there's an issue, that there would be an issue if the one who is eating cannot get an Aliyah. However, the Machreshes, even Rabbi Akiva Eger would agree, and others, that if you're eating pachas mikshir, then you can get an Aliyah. Because I say on Yom Kippur, it's a different shear. It's the din of Inoy. So again, so it's a machokis in the Gemara, Yuma, whether chatzis shear is, it applies to all over, but whether we're real kind of machokis, whether chatzis shear is usur in a Torah or not. So even if you assume it's usur, and then it's a discussion, why is it usur? Is chatzis shear a din kloli or din prati? In other words, is it own isur? When I violate chatzis shear, it's chatzis. If it's Chatzi Shir or Shabbos, Chatzi Shir Kosher, I violate Chatzi Shir? No. It's a pride of the Yitzhak. I violate Yom Kippur or Shabbos, etc. That's a whole discussion in the Svarim. But the bottom line is, the Machesh just writes that even Rabbi Akiva Eger would agree, if you eat Pachas Mikshir, so you're not violating, you're still Minat Torah, you're someone who's still considered a Ma'una, and therefore even all should agree that one should be permitted to get an Aliyah.